As we look forward to training camp, good to catch up now with one of the new Miami Dolphins. Wide receiver Brandon Gibson added in free agency this year. You excited? Fresh start, new team, all that kind of stuff. It's got to be exciting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I've been having a lot of fun so far.
You get settled into South Florida. That's obviously not an automatic thing, but you come in wearing the Heat hat, so obviously you have some sense of what's going on down here.
Yeah, I'm a big basketball fan. I'm not necessarily a Heat fan, but I do like basketball a lot.
And you like winning, apparently, because why not just jump on with the Heat hat?
I'm not going to jump on any bandwagon.
All right, just wearing the hat. Just wearing the hat.
It's just a hat.
Okay, fair enough. People won't get too upset about that. Mm. You have a sense about how excited the fans are about this team. Obviously, you weren't here last year or the year before, so you don't have anything to compare it to. But people here in South Florida, and you're part of the reason why, very excited about this upcoming season.
I think the offense took a big jump with the signing of Mike Wallace, especially bringing back Hartline to myself. Another guy who's also going to help this offense is Dustin Keller, and I think he's a big-time talent.
We keep hearing about Dustin Keller from the other players, mm-hmm. and the wide receivers in particular, because guys like me, we have a tendency to talk to the wide receivers about the other wide receivers. You guys keep bringing up Dustin Keller and how you think he can be an impact in this passing game.
Yeah, he's got a versatility about him and a little bit of speed downfield. Also, Clay coming off of injury, he's also a big-time talent. He can get up the field and stretch it a lot.
During the OTAs, minicamp, everything that took place earlier in the summer, how long did it take you to kind of, feel meshed and feel included in that group, so to speak?
I think that just takes time. I can find my way, finding my spot, and just getting in close with the guys. But, it's just a process.
Ryan Tannehill's the quarterback and a lot on his shoulders this year. Just a second-year guy. Does he come off to you like a second-year guy?
Nah, he's been in the system for, 5-6 years. So he understands what's going on, and he's able to get the team and the offense in the right spot.
Talking to wide receiver Brandon Gibson, you played with another young quarterback in St. Louis, in Sam Bradford. How would you compare the two experiences so far?
It's hard to compare them just because they're, I kind of think they're two different players. But, Sam's a very talented guy as well, and also Ryan. So they're two of the top young guys in the league, and they're growing and become great quarterbacks.
You mentioned the system a couple of minutes ago. How comfortable are you so far? And obviously you've got time to get totally comfortable. That doesn't have to happen at this point. But how comfortable are you so far?
I think every day I'm getting better at it. I, from day one, I felt that I wanted to learn the system in each and every spot so that I give myself an opportunity and maximize opportunities myself so I could play. And the biggest thing for me is just knowing where I need to be at the right time.
25 years old, not old by any standard. But you're kind of one of the older guys on this team when you look around at it. Have you noticed what a young team that it is?
Yeah, coming from St. Louis, we were the youngest team in the league. And coming here, now we're the second youngest team. So it's all right. It's fine. There's a lot of talent in the locker room. And so I think we'll be just fine.
Seems to be a lot of confidence, too.
Yeah, you got to have confidence.
It's a big part of it. Brandon Gibson, the wide receiver, first year as a Miami Dolphin, going to be a big part of the offense moving forward in 2013. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on.